My name is Michelle Poirier Brown. I'm going to read three poems today. The first was written about 6 months after I arrived here in Lekwungen territory, back in 1985. As a young Métis woman, I had grown up on the Canadian prairies, so it was quite an adjustment to get used to the very different climate out here on the coast. On seeing chestnut trees in bloom. Funny how it annoys me. These people can't grow good, simple trees like elms or maples, which only show off their brilliant intelligence come autumn, or oaks, decorous, blessed with leaves of comely shape, brown palms that pat a grandmother's hand when they fall. No, Victoria is different, insists on being so, as if to rub it in the face of the rest of the country, that this is the Canadian tropics, where everything, even large, stately things, must bloom. This next poem was written much more recently, after a spring visit to Beacon Hill Park. Pond duck. Late afternoon, it's mostly mallards, a single pair of widgeons. Past the willow, her reach over the water a screen, geese bark and squawk, raise their breasts, beat the air, each other in contest. For a moment, light glances across the pond. Duckbills glint, wind silvers the water. My last poem was written at a poetry workshop with Patrick Lane, and the headnote reads, after watching Patrick Lane mime transporting a spider. It's called Small Graces. The great man raised his great hands and swooped them one under the other, manual illustration of the act to catch, then catch again, a spider scooped from the ceiling, now on its way to the garden. A small rescue, he calls it. A grace. My heart falls in with the spider. From her point of view, they are neither small nor graceful, these rescues. All the same, what are the things that save me? A desk by the window. Soft-boiled eggs. Reassurance, it's okay, I called. A well-ordered kitchen. The taste of borage flowers in July. Superior bathroom hardware. These sustain me as I swing through the treacherous air, one hand of God after the other.